Next item is Ocean Park, amended condition on Road 275.
This is a request to amend one of the conditions of approval. The commission recommended this application be approved. The county council adopted the conditional use with an ordinance or a condition that stated, site plan shall be redesigned so that there is no parking within the front or side yard setbacks. The applicant's engineers are requesting that the condition be amended to allow parking to be located within the 15-foot side yard setback along Cedar Grove Road, since that road is to be realigned by DelDOT. Once the realignment takes place, the parking within the side yard setback would be a minimum of 100 feet to 165 feet from the realigned right-of-way. DelDOT sent an email advising that they have no objection to the parking being located at least 15 feet from the existing right-of-way of Cedar Grove Road. They are requesting that a sidewalk be provided along Cedar Grove. And since the condition of approval originated at the commission's level, you have the authority to amend it.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Johnson, I believe there are folks here that can speak to this issue if you wish to hear from them, but only if you wish to hear from them.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the actual motion did not originate with me. It originated with Mr. Burton, as I was not at the original public hearing.
Well, that's right.
While I did participate in the vote on this issue, when after a review of the minutes and the tapes and the information submitted, I felt I was well versed to act on it at that point in time, but the actual motion was Mr. Burton's. So I'll defer to him initially.
All right,
then I'll chime in.
I did make the motion on this, and quite frankly, I'm going to open it up for discussion because I'd like to hear from the other commission members. But I guess what I see on this 8.5 and 11 that we got from Shane differs from the original book and the that was submitted to us. And it, you know, I kind of, and just looking at this, it really, it's not just the parking. It seems the buildings are moving and stormwater's moving, and it looks to me like a very different plan than what we originally were presented. And the other, so that's the one concern that I have. And then the other concern that I have is this: the future Cedar Grove Road is really not built yet. It's not. I mean, I'm sure it's slated somewhere. But, you know, the request for no parking the request for the additional parking makes sense if Cedar Grove was the future Cedar Grove Road was there, but it's not there. So, you know, I kind of, you know, I think we have to deal with what's in front of us and what's there today, because this plan wasn't presented to us with the current road. So, but I'll listen to everybody else had. Those are my two problems with this.
I think what Mr. Burton said, I noticed as well that the plan did seem to be different from what was submitted at the public hearing, and I think what it was the wishes of the commission that voted for this. What we hoped to have is the outcome of it. I know one of the things I'd wanted was the parking closer to the office building in case people were incapacitated, ill, or in wheelchairs, they could get in and out. And it was pointed out that, I believe it was the fire marshal said they did, while they understood that, they did not want the parking there. They wanted it opened up for a fire lane. So I also agree. I don't know about this parking here. What if Cedar Grove Road doesn't get aligned or doesn't get aligned as it's platted now? It could change, and then we may have thrown a roadblock. So I agree with Mr. Burton 100%.
Mr. Chairman, I have a few thoughts on it as well. And that one, and again, it's, you know, as the commission knows, I'm frequently an opponent to parking in the front yard setback, especially in areas where it hasn't occurred already. So I'm typically in an environment that's a primarily residential and agricultural. I'm typically opposed to the front yard setback because it changes the whole concept of that community by allowing the parking right on top of the road practically as it so appears. And once you open the door, it seems like the floodgates are open. And I know the commission so far on Plantations Road has resisted the notion of parking in the front yard setback with a project that was approved on the other end of Plantation Road. I believe it's Dr. Pando's project. I know there's another project not too far from this one that's under consideration and, in fact, was deferred this evening for further action. And I know that project and their plan design that was submitted to us did not show any parking in the front yard setback. Now, having said that, I realize this is on they're requesting parking within the front yard setback on the side road, Cedar Grove. But as we all know, with the state of our economy and the state of the Delaware's finances, it may be a long time coming before we see road improvement at this intersection. And all of which raises some other concerns with this project, which were not brought forth to us this evening by the request by the applicant, one being that of the stormwater management, because I do know that in the presentation, the materials presented to us at that public hearing and submitted to us in writing, the applicant's intent was to have a shared stormwater management system with the state of Delaware when Cedar Grove Road was relocated. So that's a whole other issue that's not that's perhaps related but not addressed. It also appears to me, Mr. Chairman, that there's an additional 40 parking spaces that are shown on this material that was submitted to us, and I wonder if that's perhaps the 40 parking spaces that were going to be underground, which now maybe are above ground. And if that is the case, then that brings up the whole issue of impervious coverage.
Would you like to have the answer to that?
I'm sharing my concerns, and if they can address them, then I would be amenable to hearing from the applicant.
All right. Well, Mr. Schrader, or you want to respond to?
Thank you, gentlemen. I think we're going to be able to answer some of your concerns, but perhaps not all of them. For the benefit of the record, Dennis Schrader on behalf of Mr. Bariglio, who was the applicant for this particular conditional use. Mr. Abbott has read to you the condition, and only that one condition, which is the subject matter of tonight's discussion. I know there are, in response somewhat to Mr. Johnson's concerns and to Mr. Burton's concern, if you move one thing, something else moves, and when it moves something else. And we're here because we need to get the parking alignment straightened out. Then we begin to move to the next couple iterations so that we can actually get back in here with a final site plan. So we've taken note of what your concerns are, but we're not going to be able to address them unless you tell us we can do what we want to do with the parking. The two things that I really want to point out to you fairly quickly are that from an email that was received from Lenny Masati at DelDOT, DelDOT is going forward with this project, and in DelDOT's own words, we are slated to begin construction in 2014, and DelDOT has no objection to this particular request for the parking to be changed in that one area. We've used the words interchangeably, front yard setback, and it's actually, depending upon your point of view, if you consider Plantations Road to be the front, we're not asking for any change in that particular parking requirement. On this side, this is where we are asking to be able to move the parking places to where Cedar Grove currently exists. Once Cedar Grove is realigned, then it will be 100 to 165 feet from what will be the new Cedar Grove. Mr. Johnson, as you may recall, and I think Mr. Burt also, the original site plan as proposed did have a stormwater management pond
in this area. So the next question is, if we move the parking, where, what happens to stormwater?
I don't know.
And I don't think Mr. Jones knows yet, but Mr. Jones is a professional engineer with Becker Morgan that worked with Mike Ryman in the development of this site plan, and he can answer technical questions. What we're looking to do is to find out if you will let us move the parking into the 15-foot area that we've asked for in order to begin further refinements of our development plan.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Are the 40 additional parking spots that I see on your plot, is that in lieu of the underground parking?
Underground parking will still be under the building but not below grade. Right, Mr. Jones?
That's correct.
It won't be below grade, but it will still be under the buildings. Rather than underground parking, it's under the building parking.
So where did all these other parking spots come from?
I'm going to let him answer that one.
I mean, could you tell me how many parking spots you're showing on this exhibit? There
is 225 parking spaces shown on the plan, which is what's required by code. Some of the parking has shifted around. You had mentioned about the buildings moving too. This is going to be a LEED site. It's going to be designed to LEED criteria, and so the buildings were shifted around from the current site plan to take advantage, capture the sun. There's credits you get from LEED for, you know, designing your building so it gets certain sunlight, and so those buildings had to be rotated to qualify for those. So. Although they look a little different from, they just been rotated.
So you're telling me there's 225 parking spots shown now?
Yes.
Because on your original, what we originally looked at, it was, I forgot my magnifying lens, but I believe it was 198 above ground, 40 spaces below ground for a total of 238. So now it appears as though we have an additional 27 showing on here. So that to me would imply that you're going to provide 265 parking spaces. If you have 225 showing there and another 40 that are at grade but underneath the buildings.
Well, I believe the number.
Confusion here?
I believe the number is 225 total on this plan, including what is being parked underneath the building.
Mr. Johnson, there were a string of a series of parking places that were along Cedar Grove Road.
Right, one string. Now I see a double string.
To the extent that there's this and some down here in the corner, yes. But it's reconfigured, but it's only these are the ones that are going to be in the setback area.
Travis?
Lawrence?
Wouldn't we consider that a corner lot?
If we consider Plantation Road
the front, they could be 15 feet from.
Cedar Grove would only be required to be 15 feet.
15 feet.
Because of the corner.
The yellow line they're showing along.
Yes, greater than 15.
Cedar Grove, that looks like it's 40 feet also. Where they would have to be 15 feet.
Except that the condition of the approval was that there be no front or side.
Okay.
If that condition were amended to not read side, we're in compliance.
So what we have is we have a restriction that was placed on that is actually greater than what the code, more stringent than what the code requires.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I don't think we're allowed to do that.
Yeah, but if the way it's worded, if it was the front and side, it would be 40 for the front and 15 on the side. That's... No, it didn't say that it had to be 40 feet all the way around. It said it had to be front and side yard.
No parking in the front or side yard setback.
Or side yard setback.
The side would be, the AR district, it would be 40 front on Plantation, 15 on Cedar Grove, 15 on the AR, on the side, south side, and then 20 on the rear.
Well, if Mr. Robertson would like to declare that Cedar Grove is the side and that the side yard setback's 15, well,
let me ask another question. Does the applicant get to pick which one they consider the front?
Now, normally we do. We make the determination.
Which one?
Typically, we take the narrower side. Because most of the time the lots in question are rectangular and are on corners, and it's pretty easy to, you have to maintain 100-foot depth.
Which is the front on that?
Plantation Road.
Okay.
Even though the entrance is on...
Entrance location is an issue.
Okay.
Del Dot determined where the entrance goes. And we don't, I mean, it's looking the same way with location of a house on a corner lot. I mean, we can't say which way they face our house, but we can tell them which way we consider front setback, because the purpose of setback is not the purpose of the way the house is.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's a regular basis, because when the building permits come through, they go that front and ask us.
How does the condition read?
No parking within the front or side yard setbacks. Mm. So if this commission were to agree that the side yard is Cedar Grove Road, which would be 15 feet, then we're in compliance.
Well, I think
no. If the frontage is Cedar Grove Road, it's 40 feet.
No, I'm sorry. You're right.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Cedar Grove is the side yard setback, and Plantations Road is the front yard setback. Then we're in compliance.
That decision is typically made administratively in the office. Sounds like it's already been made.
That's typical.
Do we have to take any action, or what do we need to do? It sounds like they're here for no reason. But, I mean, do we need a motion or something, or?
I'm not sure that you need a motion on that. If that's a decision that's made administratively, that comes from administration. Probably until that decision's made, probably shouldn't act on this, because what you're saying is we don't need an amended condition. It's not on the agenda for a determination as to what's the front or side yard.
Yeah, we have to do it too, almost every day.
Yeah, I'm right.
Do the building permit girls come over and ask us whether we consider the front? And when it's a subdivision, we usually go through the whole subdivision and note it on the tax map so they know they don't have to ask the same.
Should we table it until that issue?
I think that's probably either deferred or table it, one of the two.
Because if the determination is as described, it'll be withdrawn anyway because it won't be needed.
I assume. I mean,
well, I don't know. You just like coming here, maybe, but you know.
Yeah, we like it.
He just likes my sticking eights.
Anyway,
but we did have the opportunity to hear the concerns of Mr. Burton and Mr. Johnson, which will be.
And I actually think that's, you know, this happens all frequently. The plans change quite a bit between the times we see them. That's unfortunate, because when something like this comes up, and what we're looking at now is not what we looked at before. So your concerns are well founded. I'm glad you had an opportunity to.
Well, the site plans are substantially different in the fact that the public hearing process, we looked at garages.
Right.
Well, and that's the other thing.
Underneath, it becomes more.
I mean, at some point, there may have to be the determination of whether it's a substantial change from the original preliminary site plan.
And of course.
And it may not be, but.
Right. And we realize, of course, that there would be some changes in the layout because of the. The conditions that were imposed, that would require some redesigning of it.
But that's regular as part of the final site plan review anyway. So.
But, you know, I can tell you my concern was certainly from the viewpoint of, in their efforts to obtain their LEED status, part of which is a requirement for, as I understand it, is a reduction of impervious surface. And here, just looked like there was going to be a footprint on the whole ground, which would result in less impervious surface and perhaps resultingly issues with the stormwater management, which may be why you don't have parking underground, because that's where your water's going to be.
Right now, it's probably pretty dry.
If the parking is now at grade, how tall does it make the buildings?
I'm not sure how tall the buildings are.
Less than 42 feet.
Yeah. It's still going
to
be less
than
42.
It can be 42 feet, I guess. They'd have to be less than that.
Yeah, which again changes, you know, what perhaps our approach might have been to this project in originally with the taller buildings. And
I don't have a copy of the original, I don't have with me tonight a copy of the architect's renderings of what these would look like from, you have one?
I have.
It doesn't look to me like the third story is fully occupied. My recollection was there was a fair amount of slopes and there were things being done with grass. Yeah. It's never going to be more than 42 feet.
I
we decide to table it?
I think, or just defer, and then if, then we'll either act on it at a later date, or if the applicant chooses to withdraw it, we just won't see it anymore.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate, yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You can do it. I'll let you do it.
One of you.
Mr. Chairman, on Ocean Park amended condition on Road 275, my motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on Ocean Park amended condition on Road 275. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.